escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, we have one line open. So Cody and Linda and John and Roger and Bob, you guys all hang tight. We're going to get with you in just a second. But Dana Wright gets the honorary first grievance of every week.
Rare grievance that I hope you all will understand and agree with. We got Chinese food yesterday, and it was decent. It was decent Chinese carryout. And at the very end of the meal, I went, oh, yeah, we got to open our fortunes. I took a photo of my fortune, and I'm going to have you read it, Scott, because it is my grievance.
Your fortune cookie read, and I quote, some like it hot. Eat more Kung Pao. Now, I don't believe a fortune cookie is true unless one of your lucky numbers is below it. Is 5, 9, 11, 20, 36, or 40 one of your lucky numbers?
I have been robbed of my fortune. You're not allowed to advertise in a fortune cookie.
Why?
I want a fortune.
Well, I told you.
I want something wise, and I want something.
How is this not wise? Some like it hot. Eat more Kung Pao.
No, that's like the scene in A Christmas Story where it says he gets the decoder and it says, eat more Ovaltine. No, I want a fortune told to me.
Maybe some are inspired by the call to eat more Kung Pao.
Right.
You were just not inspired
exactly
by that.
Sam.
Ripped off is what it is.
That's exactly right. Sam, you're right. She's wrong.
They're fake anyway.
Let me be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday. All right. Let us begin. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Q39KC.com. Cody in Independence. Cody, hello.
Hello. How are you guys doing this afternoon?
We're doing well. Thank you.
So we've been on a couple times, me and my wife both. We're the KMBZ love story that came out last year, but it just so happened that Archer's first birthday ended up falling on Festivus Friday this year. So
Aww. The
KMBZ baby is one.
That's happy great birthday.
News. So, yep, that was our gratitude. We just wanted to call and let you guys know.
Well, congratulations, and yes, happy birthday to Archer.
All righty, thank you guys.
Okay, be well. Linda and Norm, hello to the two of you.
Hello.
What's up?
Scott, our grievance is with you.
Uh-oh.
What, you like Kiss but not Stevie Miller?
I am not a Steve Miller fan. I can think of maybe one song of his that I like, and it's Abracadabra.
Okay. Well, I do have to say something to Dana. Dana, remember when Stevie Nicks and Billy Joel came? She filled that stadium.
Oh, that's right. I did go to that, Linda. I did go to that.
Yeah, you were there.
And it was like 150 degrees, and she was wearing long black dress and scarves, and I was like, oh my gosh, poor girl.
Yeah. I think more people were there to see her than they were Billy Joel.
Ooh.
And I like Billy Joel.
Okay, Norm.
Hey, Norm.
John in Peculiar. Hello, John.
Yeah, I got a problem I think a lot of us are having right now. You go to the grocery store and the paper towels and toilet paper have one ply, two ply, six rolls equal 100. And you never know exactly what to buy or get. I got a toilet paper I like, and I bought their brand paper towels, and you can't take one off without the whole thing shredded.
Hmm. That's a good grievance. John, thank you. The toilet paper people need to get with the paper towel people and get their stories straight.
Roger in Higginsville. Hello, Roger.
Hey, thanks for hosting our show. I love our show.
Well, thank you for letting us host it. We appreciate that.
Well, I got a grievance that, you know, you're talking about repaving roads. Well, from Buckner to Dover, they're redoing 24 Highway.
Okay.
They're not doing one or two, you know, miles at a time, doing like 15 miles at a time.
Mm.
Okay, so I'm waiting on a pilot car to come and get me. I have no idea who or what college I need to go to be that pilot. But that is a pretty good job, just sitting in the car and just make people mad. That is the greatest pilot job I've ever seen. But anyway, thanks for hosting our show. I love it. I'll listen every day. And I do miss MichaelMackey.com.
.com.
I'll see y'all later. Have a fantastic evening.
Okay.
You too. Thank you.
Mackey will be back soon enough, and he is definitely coming back in September, on September 9th, when his book, You Have 4 Minutes.
Oh, I can't wait.
Is released, because we are going to read the chapter about Dana and Parks. 913-586-7798. Bob in Spring Hill. Hello, Bob.
Hello, you guys. Listen to you down through the years. You know me.
Hi, Bob.
So my issue is the dadgum license plate game. For crying out loud, what is wrong with all these blasted state representatives who can't put a clear, big license plate state number? When you kids are driving on I-35, you're driving on 70, you're driving on whatever highway, 66, and you're trying to keep your kids entertained while you're driving through these glorious United States, why can't you put a clear state name on your license plate?
Bob, that is an aggressively poignant grievance.
Jason in Stillwell. Hello, Jason.
Hello, guys. Grievance here. We can all agree that when you're passing somebody, whether it's on the road, walking, or heck, even maritime law, you pass on the right, correct?
Okay, yes.
Like if they're coming, wait. Like you're not talking about passing somebody going in the same direction as you, because you would pass on the left. You mean
when, oncoming.
Oncoming, yes, oncoming. You go to the right, they go to your left. Yes, that is correct.
Correct. Then why in the HE double hockey sticks is every Walmart you enter in the left side door and have to exit through the right side door? I just about got run over yesterday by a degenerate and a rascal going through the left side door that says enter, and they gave me the what for using common sense and going out the right side door.
I've never thought about it before, Jason, but you're right. The indoors are on the wrong side.
Yeah. So I'm carrying my goods out of there, and you know, the person that's too lazy to walk from their car, you know, giving me a riot act for going out the air quote wrong door. And I should read the sign.
They might have been handicapped, Jason. We don't know.
I'm just kidding. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt.
Okay.
But I can read.
All right.
You know, common sense is you go out the right side door.
All right. Did you use the word degenerate? Hey, Jason, did you use the word degenerate?
I'm bringing it back, yeah.
I'm so proud of you. In the 19 years I've been on this show, I don't think anybody has ever used the word degenerate.
All right.
So let's bring that board back.
Get on my cap.
Could we also, thank you, Jason, just discuss how awkward it would be to get run over by a Walmart scooter and then have to tell that story at urgent care?
What are they called?
They're not called rascals.
The old rascal.
Right. The old rascal.
Taken down by the rascal.
913-586-7798. Festivus
Fridays. It was on the rabbit setting.
Brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Go to Q39KC.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
All right, it's Festivus Friday. John and Gardner. John, hello.
Hey, guys. I like your show. I like it a lot.
Oh, is that you? Is that you?
Is that you?
That's me.
Oh, wow.
Hey, guys. I had a grievance for you today. I worked retail for years. I haven't done it for a while. But let me ask you a question. What happens almost invariably every time somebody comes up to the register with something and doesn't have a price on it or it doesn't ring up? What does somebody say?
Do you remember how much this cost?
No. Oh. They say, oh, it must be free. And
yes.
Everyone is cringing. The poor cashier is trying to do her job. And they give her the fake freaking laugh. It's not clever. You're not being funny. Please don't do it. If you have to, if you can't resist, wait till you get home. Say it in the mirror and make yourself laugh. Just for the sake of humanity, do it that way. Because you're driving people nuts out there. And there's people listening right now that are probably saying, well, it's funny when I do it. He doesn't know what he's talking. No, it's not. It's not funny when anybody does it. It's not funny at all. The cashier's being polite. They're, you know, they don't want to get fired. They don't want to get mad at him. But but please just stop for all that's holy.
John, my favorite response is not to laugh, but to deadpan look at them and say, no, it's not.
Very good.
Well,
Very good.
Hey, John, we liked your grievance. We liked it a lot.
Thank you.
Okay, goodbye. Kurt in Lenexa. Hello, Kurt.
Yeah, good afternoon, guys. Happy Festivus Friday. I have two tears and two jeers. Two tears are for Earth, Wind, and Fire coming to Starlight tonight. I hope everybody goes. They're a good show.
It is a good show.
The other cheers is for for one of our sponsors, Guaranteed Foods. And the jeers are, first of all, for the CEO and the HR manager that got caught at a Coldplay concert. And the other tier is for Mother Nature. Thank you for the free water. I had a flooded basement after that storm.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Kurt.
And so it's one of those deals. And by the way, I do have a reservation for Funky County.
We'll be there tonight after Earth, Wind, and Fire.
We know it.
Daniel in Lee's Summit. Hello, Daniel.
Hey, guys. And, you know, maybe you guys can help me out on this one. Maybe I'm just like becoming an old grouch, but I feel like it doesn't matter where you go. You go out to eat, you go to, you know, a retail store or whatever. They're always asking you, do you want to round up? Do you want to round up? Mm-hmm. Do you want to round up?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, stop asking me to round up. And also, like, I'm not a rewards member. I don't want to be a rewards member. Like, I just want to go in and just pay and just get out of there. Like, I don't Amen. Need to spend 15 minutes at the cash register.
And Daniel, I think the roundup is a scam. I just haven't figured it out yet.
I think it is too, but again, I have no proof. So,
and Daniel, I love the rewards member idea. If I was a rewards member, I would have handed you my card.
Can I add?
No, I will say I want to give a shout out. I think you guys gave him a little nod last time, but it rhymes with Schmidt. That's probably not a good example, but. Quick Trip, they get you in and out. They don't ask you a bunch of questions. I love that place.
Yep.
Absolutely love them.
Right on.
Yep.
Okay, Ben. All right.
I want to add to that grievance can I get your phone number?
Right.
And then for women, this is probably a uniquely female thing.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me.
But I will under my breath go, all right, it's 816. I'm sorry, could you say that louder? And so the other day this happened to me and I just wrote it down on the receipt. She was asking me from across the bar, what was that number again?
Oh.
I just wrote it down, and Johnny said, actually, that's a good idea. I've never thought about that. And I said, with all respect, I go, I don't know that there are a lot of men that have ever thought about that, right. But women, please don't ask us to shout out our phone numbers.
I get that. That is very legitimate. Dakota in Kansas City, hello.
Hey, so my grievance is probably with politics in general, but I don't think in any world an entire group of coworkers can come together and unanimously decide we don't want you here anymore and you can veto it. I don't think that should be a thing. If you're Survivor Island off the crew, you should just have to leave.
You're talking about Frank White here, obviously.
A little bit, yeah.
It is a legitimate point, and you know, I don't want to get too much into politics either, but this is local politics. I think that's different. It doesn't seem to get everybody as agitated as the national field. But the fact that the county executive can veto
his own demise,
potential recall,
yes.
And it has to be overridden by the county legislature.
Which he knew they were going to do.
Right. And I believe what the chairman said to us yesterday in a live interview on the program, Frank White waited the full 10 days to draw it out before he vetoed his own potential recall. The county legislature today unanimously overriding that veto, saying, no, it is going on the August 26th ballot, whether you like it or not. Good. Joe in Kansas City. Joe, hello.
Hello, friends. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
So this one's against you, Dana.
Yeah.
I feel that you don't understand that there's more than one hospital in the metro area. Every time something big happens, you immediately assume the patients are going to KU.
Okay.
For example, last week we had, I think his name's Brock Lesnar, the WWE guy who got into the big accident at the Speedway or the racetrack, whatever, and he had burns.
Yes, I do remember saying he's heading to the KU burn unit. Yes, I do remember saying that.
Yet, ironically, the week before, you had a conversation with a burn unit doctor from research. So do you think they would have flown over research to go to KU?
It's fair, but it's Joe, I'm not. I just want to clarify one thing. It's not because of my alumni status at that university at all, at all. In fact, if you ask Scott and I, to be completely honest, the hospital group, we work with HCA a lot. We do work with KU a lot because they are so responsive to us when we need a physician. And research was in the news because they're closing their maternity ward.
913-586-7798. Let's go to Pat on line four. Hello, Pat.
Hi. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call. What I was calling for is when you guys said that Tina Turner never remarried, she did. She remarried in 2018. And the guy that she married, he was 30 years younger than her.
Yeah, the young guy that was her, was he her gardener or something, Pat?
No, he was like, he was really like, he started out being a really big fan. Oh. That's what he started out, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, she did get married and she had a beautiful dress. It was green and black, believe it or not. It was beautiful.
His name was Erwin Bach.
Absolutely. Yep. Well, I've been trying to get in to tell you guys that because you guys are saying, no, she didn't remarry. You know, she only was married to Mr. Turner, but no, she married the love of her life.
Okay. Yes, because Mr. Turner was the was patient zero wife beater. I don't call him Mr. Turner.
He was not a good person.
A horrible human being.
Yeah. By the way, Erwin Bach was 16 years her junior.
Like blonde, bushy hair. I know who he is.
Let's go to Justin in Smithville. Hello, Justin.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going well. Thank you.
Good, good. So my grievance is, so long story short, I come from a farm background in southeast Kansas. We farm, you know, fair amount of acres. Anytime we're on a highway, if we're backing up traffic, we pull over, get out of the way, let people go past us. Move to Missouri, and these guys will go miles, and there'll be lines of cars. And I don't know. That's just my grievance. I think it's a bunch of snarge. And
very nice.
Well played, my friend. Very well played.
A slight breaking news update that we will bring back for discussion on Monday. The man who somehow, quote, accidentally entered an MRI room with a chain around his neck has died in Nassau County, New York. Mm. We will be bringing that back. I do not know how, speaking of hospitals, you accidentally walk in to a room with an MRI going.
All right, Festivus Friday, 913-586-7798. It is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate, Q39KC.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
My grievances this week is with Sam Steve.
My grievance is that I played Coldplay into the last segment, and you didn't ask me what my update was on the Astronomer CEO.
Oh, what is the update on the Astronomer CEO and his alleged affair with his HR manager?
They have both been placed on leave.
Really? Shocker. Mm-hmm. Serves them right, man. That's what happens when you cheat.
Don't do it.
Eric in Gardner. Hello, Eric.
How are we doing, everybody? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
I have a gratitude and a grievance. I want to go ahead and get the gratitude out of the way. Okay. Shout out to my wife. She has been doing a great job working with our son on potty training. So happy to be able to help her with that. But she has been wonderful, and I celebrate her.
Good.
My grievance is heading home from Lenexa on I-35. There is that, like, 2-mile-long ramp between the 435 interchange and 119. And at first, my grievance was going to be that I was in one of the lanes and somebody just kind of cut over, not going 65 yet because of the ramp. And I was like, okay, what are you doing? So I did my best Midwest nice, drove right beside him, kind of looked at him. Dude was just vibing. So my grievance is the fact that I am not in that same headspace. It's Friday afternoon. I'm ready for the weekend. It's going to be a great weekend. Get to spend time with my family. Hopefully watch Sporting, get a win. But yeah, my grievance is just I'm not there. So I'm hoping to be there by the time I get home.
Right on, man. All right, be well. Have a good weekend. I'll see you at Sporting tomorrow night.
Woo.
All right, be good. Eric in Lee Summit. Hello, Eric.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, hello.
Okay, so my grievance is I used to work in the restaurant industry for 10 years plus until COVID hit, but I was a server, and when I had to hand the check to people, let's say it's a table of eight and one person was paying, and I handed them the check, and they said, oh, yeah, you can take that, and I'm just like, I don't know how to respond to that.
You can take what?
I could take the check.
Oh.
And I'm just like, I can't afford that. But one time I was over myself. And I said, okay, well, let me take your keys and your wife home. And then I'll pay for the check.
Okay. What'd he say to that?
He shook his head and didn't say a word.
Okay. Okay, Eric. Thank you, man.
I bet the management did not like that one.
Coy in Grandview. Hello, Coy.
Hi, yes. So I'm a delivery driver for a big company that just had a sale last week. And I listen to your show every day I work. It's amazing.
Thanks.
My grievance is for that one house that ordered their whole home gym set all in one day. I had to deliver 13 packages, and they know who they are, and my back does not like you.
They waited till Amazon, well, Prime Day, let's call it, Koi, and yes. Then had their entire home gym delivered in 13 very heavy pieces, and you were by yourself.
Yes.
Oh, man,
I'm
so
sorry. Could you not use a dolly?
Well, their porch is on the second floor, so I have to go up the steps.
Oh, no. Uh-uh.
Did they tip you? Wait, did they tip you?
No, they weren't home.
Oh.
Well, then go back this weekend.
I should.
And say, I want you to know that I humped all this stuff up to the second floor, and I need $50.
I should. But that's all I wanted to say.
All right, Koi. Do appreciate it, man. Rick in Kansas City. Hello, Rick.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
We're doing well.
She thought of a little funny grievance for you guys.
Okay.
I'm out here working. Don't make enough money to go to the Coldplay concert, but my boss does.
Is he taking the HR manager?
Yeah.
Thanks for the laugh, Rick. Appreciate it.
I just saw a meme from the concert that said, "This and your HR manager."
By the way, they both been suspended.
He's the CEO. Did he suspend himself?
Well, I'm sure the board of directors did.
Ah, got it.
913-586-7798. Jim in Eastern Shawnee.
Yes, this is Jim. Okay, I am got to say my grievance is yesterday my wife and I went to eat west on K-10. It was freaking embarrassing. I had been out that way in a bit. Evidently, they don't have mowers or people to work them because the side of the highway is pathetically embarrassing. Any comment on that?
I haven't been on K-10 in a minute. But
is it trash too, Jim, or are you just talking about the weeds?
Well, the trash is so high. The weeds are so high you couldn't see the trash. I'm sure there's trash in the weeds.
Yeah.
But it really is. I mean, somebody coming in and tells me, Jiminy Cross, it's really, quite frankly, very unsightly.
Jim, I haven't been on K-10 in a minute.
I want to thank you for calling in. Anytime we can talk about K-10, I'm happy to do it. And I want to thank you for using the word unsightly. It's one of my mother's favorite words, and it made me laugh.
Unsightly.
Very unsightly. She would say, hide that cord behind that lamp. It's very unsightly.
Okay.
Unsightly.
From the text line, my grievance is with smokers. If you have an ashtray in your car, why don't you use the ashtray and not make the street your ashtray and a trash can? The only problem with that text line, I'm not arguing with your grievance.
Smokey the Bear disagrees.
But most cars don't come with ashtrays anymore. Any more than they do with cigarette
lighters.
And
if you put it in the trash, that starts a fire.
Correct. My grievance is with people who steal. There is a teenage boy who is selling banana bread in Grandview, and it's absolutely delicious, and somebody stole the cabinet he was selling the banana bread out of.
No!
Right out of their front yard today. Yes.
What city?
Grandview. Oh, my God. Telephone number
did
here.
Did they think it was free? Put something on the curb when it's free? I don't know.
What's wrong with people?
We do have some open lines. In fact, we've got a full board of open lines now. If you want in, we'll get you on before the end of the hour. 913-586-7798. It is Festivus Friday. It is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue, pit to plate at Q39KC.com. And don't forget to check out the Dana Parks podcast. It is available anytime you want, anywhere you go. Just go to KMBZ.com, 913-586-7798. We'll get you on. Sarah in North Kansas City. We'll try to get through everybody as quickly as we can. Hello, Sarah.
Hi there.
Hi.
I had a challenge for the fellow that called in about the unsightly weeds on K-10.
Okay.
I was wondering if maybe that was intentional in an attempt to boost pollinators and native grasses and that type of thing, birds, bees, butterflies, all that good stuff. Just a thought.
Great question.
Yeah, that is really good. Bruce and Bonner. Hello, Bruce.
Hi, guys. Oh. I don't mean to dish on people, but my grievance is for people who have grievances and they don't have it ready. They haven't thought it through, and the dead air is expensive, and the waiter guy, I almost fell asleep, but I'm trying to drive here. So have your grievance ready to go. give it. You know, I thought actually my radio broke. I thought my car said, but yeah, I have it ready, folks. You like to get more people in that way too. So no. Simple thing.
Okay, Bruce. Nick in Kansas City. Hello, Nick.
Yeah, hey, first time caller, long time griever. Just wanted to give a call about Jennifer Naremore. Man, she gave me the best month of June when you guys didn't have a weather sponsor. And she just started getting back that weather tang. But now you guys back to the sponsor, so I guess we kind of lost that one. But I also wanted to mention about the added rounding up when you are checking out.
Yeah.
From my understanding, they utilize that for donations for different charities. So then those companies take that money, they donate it, and then use our money as their tax write-off.
I've heard that before, and I'm not challenging at all, Nick. That has always been my assumption as well. And yet, when I said that several months ago when this was a topic, some people were writing in on the text line. I don't know who to believe anymore. They were saying that that's actually not true, that you know the grocery store, the gas station.
Why does it feel disingenuous?
Doesn't actually use your money as a tax write-off, although I would find that incredibly hard to believe.
I agree with you, Scott, 100%.
All right, man. Have a great weekend, okay?
Hey, you as well, guys. Thank you.
Be well. Lee in Lawrence. Lee, hello.
Hello, how are you?
We're doing well, thank you.
This is a gratitude for Scott. We don't agree on most things, but I'll be quick about this, like the former caller said. Steve Miller sucks.
Yeah.
He sucked in the 80s, and he sucks now. Thank you.
Poor Steve Miller.
He sucked in the 80s, and he sucks now. He sucked in the 70s, too. If you want in, we might be able to get, we're going to get Mike and Hannah in here real quick. We might have time for a third at 913-586-7798. Mike in Cameron. Hello.
Hey, the waiter guy. So what drives me crazy is they bring the bill to my table, and if I put cash out there, the waitress will come and pick up the little check thing and do you want your cash or your change? You might as well ask me if you're getting a tip. So I'm a big tipper. I tip 20% no matter what. A lot of times if it's good service and you're nice, I'll tip 40, 50%. You ask me if I need my change, you're not getting a tip.
Oh, you're a tough bargain.
Might as well say, am I getting a tip? That's what I hear.
Okay. All right, Mike. You're in, my friend.
Can I ask you, I'm not challenging, is it possible when a waitress is swamped, let's say your bill is $54. Well, no, that didn't make sense. Let's say your bill is $48 and you put down two 25s. So maybe they're so busy, they're like, do you need change? Because it's just $2.
Well, if you put down two 25s, I'm going to say you're playing with funny money.
Oh, my God. There's no such thing as... Did I just say that?
Say your bill is $39 and you put down two 20s.
So, Sam,
you know what I'm trying to say.
How many bills can you get in 100?
Let's say that my bill is $40, okay? Now, the 20% tip on that would be $8, but I put down a $55 bill.
Right.
I can't believe I just said that.
That's Grant's older brother on that bill, right?
You know what I was trying to say.
His wife's gotcha. The first lady at the time.
Oh, my God.
I cannot believe I just said that.
Hannah.
And you know what I meant.
No, we don't. Hello, Hannah.
Hi.
Hi.
My grievance this afternoon or this evening is my 2-year-old son who keeps eating my chapstick tubes.
Ooh, oh. Gross.
So he,
very waxy.
Yeah. Yes, they're the Burt's Bees ones, and he hid in our basement just this evening, pooped in his swimsuit, no diaper, anything, so I had to take him out and hose him off, and then I come in, and there is an empty chapstick tube sitting on the floor that he had just gone through and eaten the whole thing.
Hannah, I hope you have a wonderful weekend that is poop-free.
Yes, Agreed.
All right. Be well.
Very quickly, I would love to wish my lovely girlfriend a happy birthday.
Oh,
happy
is it Mary
birthday.
Beth's birthday?
It is. You should take her out to dinner and leave two 25s on the table.
I did last night. They love the 25s I left for them.
If you want to tip heavy, go with the $27 bill. It's very rare, good but God. It does exist. $25 bill. What would you say to that, Scott? I'd say you're playing with funny money.
When you said that, I was like, what?
We got to run. Sam Stevie, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks, and God willing, we are back Monday at 2 o'clock. Have a great weekend. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night. And make sure you tip with the 25.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.